this idea of doing it for yourself, asking yourself, really asking yourself why you're doing this. Not because you're like, well, it's going to be good for my business. And, you know, a friend in my Facebook group said, this is a good idea. You should try it out for your business, make your show art, put together, you know, a plan to launch it, get people on your launch team. No, no, that's not where you start. That's not where you start. You know where you start? You start by having a conversation about the things that really matter to you. Maybe that means that you do want to interview people. So start having conversations with the people that you want to interview. And even just get on a call with them in advance and say, you know what? I'm thinking of doing this thing called a podcast. Maybe you've heard of it. And, you know, maybe you can, you can call it like a pre-chat. I remember way back in the day when I started, I remember a colleague in the publishing world. I was an editor of a magazine, and I had friends in the publishing world, and he was doing a podcast, and he was so passionate and so dedicated to this podcast, and he would do pre-chats or the call before the call before the interview. And it took a lot of time, like literally, like this podcast was his full-time job, but his full-time job was actually being a CEO of a publishing company. And I remember sitting with him at, one of the trade events that we used to go to. And I said, you know, just keep going. You're doing it right. This is what it's about. Like, your heart and your passion is in this, because he was about to give up. And I said, well, could there be another way that you could do this so that you have those conversations with someone before you press record? Like, just have that shooting the breeze, you know, kind of conversation. And then, but whatever it was, it was like, let's figure out what, like, do it for you is really what my message was. And that's my message for you. That's my message for myself. And I realized, like, for me, it's about getting behind the microphone every morning and creating some really simple words, little bits of advice, things that move the needle in my life. Move the needle. When I say move the needle, it doesn't mean, you know, I just landed a client or I'm doing something that's moving the needle in my business or, you know, to like equate to resources. No. Like, all that stuff happens when you're focusing on the thing that makes you come alive. And you'll hear me say, if not already, have used my favorite quote, phrase, whatever you want to call it, from Robert Thurman, Buddhist theologian, and I'm going to share it here and close out. Don't ask the world what it needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive and go do that, because what the world needs is people who have come alive. Hey friend, will you help me get the word out about this podcast? I'd like to invite you to join my podcast street team. So think of it like this. You're a founding member in helping this podcast get off the ground and to land in the ears of as many people as possible. So join the effort by going to caragotwarner.com/podcast to join the pod team. And when you do, you'll also have a chance to win some really fun goodies too. And hey, by the way, if you're listening to this after the podcast has been out for a bit, then please join the perpetual pod team. I'm always looking for folks to help me rise the tide. And again, that's caragotwarner.com/podcast. See you next time. And thanks again for listening.